I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The National Weather Service expects Super Typhoon Mawar to reach peak force today. Forecasters say Guam, a U.S. territory in the Pacific, will take the brunt of its wrath.
They're anticipating 5 to 6 foot swells, 150, 160 mile an hour winds. Our towers there are certified for about 130 miles an hour.
President CEO Lauren Libby says Transworld Radio staff evacuated yesterday to secure locations, along with the rest of Guam's population. This little island nation is a key location for TWR.
That's where we broadcast to most of Asia, China, North Korea, India, and we have big listening audiences in those countries.
Please pray the Lord will have mercy and spare Guam from severe damage, and pray the TWR station and equipment won't need repairs. 1 year ago, 19 students and two teachers were killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. Angela Carrillo with Child Evangelism Fellowship says they host good news clubs for kids in Uvalde, and the gospel is at work. In years past, at a community event, a CEF staff member worked a church booth.
But this year it was so different, and more than 1,000 kids came through, and she was able to share the gospel with them. And after that, Sylvia has been sharing with me that parents have been getting in touch with her and asking about the Good News Club at the library, and there's more kids attending now. So as you can see, the gospel is making the impact on the families there in Uvalde.
Please pray for Uvalde to know Christ's comfort today. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your copy free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.